left to yourself, you wouldn't choose God. You would avoid Him. And that's not popular, but it is biblical. Paul writes, no one understands, no one seeks for God. That's comprehensive. Not some, not most, no one. We like to think of ourselves as spiritual seekers, but Scripture says that apart from God's grace, we're spiritual avoiders. And why is that? It's because sin distorts our perception. Without the Spirit of God, the things of God seem foolish. We might be curious about religion and spirituality, but true pursuit of God on His terms doesn't come naturally. Instead, we reshape God into something manageable, less holy, less demanding, more like us. But the real God, the holy, the righteous judge, doesn't fit comfortably into our preferences. And that's why salvation must begin with God and not us. If you desire Christ today, that's not your doing. That's divine intervention. God is the one who awakens dead hearts. He opens blind eyes. He draws sinners to Himself. So stop trusting your own spiritual instincts. They're broken. And lean into the grace that seeks you before you ever seek Him. If you're apart from God, if you don't know God through Jesus Christ as your Savior, pray this prayer today. God, awaken my heart to truly see and seek You as You are. Here's two different peoples that you can be praying for today. Pray for Sirapong and Jesse Yalbang and their family, our missionaries in Thailand, and also the Makua Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Mozambique.